Om Shanti, good morning. Is the translation okay?
No.
You're sorting it out.
We're waiting for some French translation.
Okay. Who knows English in this room? Speaks and understands English very good. Maybe we just organize ourselves. The brothers, can all the brothers come to the front? There are lots of seats here still. But the sisters do not have enough seats. Can all the brothers come to take the front row, second row, third row? And the sisters at the back can perhaps sit behind the brothers. Yes, that's what I was thinking. How many are there? You want to speak on the mic?
Yeah.
Because they don't understand English. They're not us.
Est-ce qu'il y a des Français qui ont besoin de traduction? Parce que s'il n'y en a pas, on n'en fera pas de traduction. Merci.
You just go to the back and if there are some... Okay, let's start. Are you all ready? Still, one more group, Spanish? Ah, yes, just sit near each other. Everyone okay? Are you with me? So let me ask a very pertinent question. How are you? Are you happy?
Yes.
Very good. Are you content?
Yes.
Are you flying like angels? Yes, very good. Because if you are not, then these are the signs of some callousness and laziness. And if you are happy and content, always, who is always happy?
Yes.
Oh wow, then you don't need this class. So, but we can't sit. Well, in Madhavan, we always raise our hands, no matter what. No matter what bus is, we are always happy, we are always content, and we are like angels. There's no Maya. No Maya? Fine, very good. But nevertheless, as soon as we go back, even while we are on the aircraft or on the way from here to the airport, we are then less happy. Something or another disturb us, some obstacles come in our way, and thereby that goes our happiness, contentment, and enthusiasm. So today's topic is very interesting. I was given it just only last night, yesterday's morning, but nevertheless, this has been a topic that I had always been thinking about. And because there was once some senior brother, some senior instrument told somebody, and that someone came to tell me, Sister Celia, somebody said you are very lazy. I said, oh, I was shocked because I don't think I am lazy. But then it really made me think. And really think hard enough, check in my heart. Because there must be some reason, you know. Even though I felt very clearly some many years ago that at that point of time I was a good effort maker, maybe not intense, but good effort maker, I paid attention to all the Mariyadas, I paid attention to all the discipline, Srimad, whatever Baba says. But yet, why did that person send someone to tell me that I am not just lazy, but very lazy? So I was shocked and I was not happy. I didn't confront the person, neither did I question, but in my heart and in my mind there was big Maya. You can imagine a big turmoil like hurricane went through my mind, but and I checked. I really checked and I found out to some extent it was correct. Because laziness and carelessness is very subtle. We know the five vices, right? We know lust, it's obvious. Anger, Baba said lust is the greatest enemy. And anger is no less. Attachment, yes, greed, attachment and ego. But why do Baba also say that laziness and carelessness is also a vice? So today, we're going to go deep, not just not following Srimad, but Srimad is very general, it's very vague. And all of us can say that we are following Srimad. But to what extent? And even laziness and carelessness, they are different levels. Different levels. And first of all, I'm going to explain a bit, and then we're going to discuss and explore amongst ourselves. Is it okay? So, even in different religion, in Christianity, laziness is considered as one of the seven deadly sins, and is known as sloth, S-L-O-T-H. I don't know anyone knows. I heard this once, and I went to check it up in the website. I googled it, and it's true. Christianity also referred laziness as a deadly sin. And in Arabic term, laziness is referred to as sluggishness. That means it's not like moving according to the pace that one wish to. I will have to stop because I see a little bit of chaotic situation out there. I'm not sure everybody is getting translation and I don't want anyone to miss out from the beginning. Are you alright? Are you with me? The translation, is it okay? Who is not getting? No. Oh, I'm sorry. Which language is that?
Portuguese.
Oh, I'm sorry. Portuguese. Is the brother arranging for it? That's a difficult situation in this room. Because there's no fixed translation and you need to have FN only. If you are alright, can you just raise your hand so that I know to what extent? So, okay. Spanish is okay? Please, Portuguese? Still not, Portuguese is the one. Tamil is fine. What other language? The other languages are fine, except Portuguese. How many Portuguese? One, oh, quite a number. 1, 2, 3. Okay. But there are quite a number of them. Can I continue? Because we need time for the workshop. I'll just continue. Yeah. So as I was saying, in Christianity also, they refer laziness as one of the seven deadly sins, which to me was a shock. And in Arabic, it's referred to as sluggishness or inactivity. And inactivity in making spiritual endeavor, in making effort. And in Buddhism also, laziness is also known as, it's a different word, it's called kausidya. It is also known as sluggishness and laziness, like not doing the things that we should be doing in our effort. So, That's why Baba has always, in many Molis I remember, I can't pinpoint exactly the date of the Moli, but as soon as I hear that Moli, I would keep and I read it again and again, why Baba refer to laziness and carelessness as one Buddha. The sound is not so good. Just now was right, but now it's a little bit... Why laziness and carelessness is one of the sins? And I would say that it's not just a sin, because being lazy and careless itself is not a sin, but it is very deadly and dangerous. Why I'm saying it's very deadly, why I'm using such strong words as very deadly and dangerous. Deadly me, because through the years in this spiritual Brahmin life, I have seen that many souls who are very, very paka, who love Baba so much, who does a lot of service, but through the years, they take things for granted, they become slack in one way or another, and so slowly, slowly, they die a spiritual death, or they take a spiritual holiday, do not know for how long. So it becomes so deadly that you don't even know that you are caught hold of Maya by the nose and swallowed by Maya even. So it is very deadly. You don't realize it. This is two vices that is not so obvious, but yet very deadly and dangerous, because, as I've said, you don't know. Most of us would say, if I ask you, how many people here in this room would say that they are, to a certain extent, lazy? None of us would admit, oh, you're very good. None of us would admit, if somebody were to come in front and tell you, so-and-so, brother, you are very lazy, you would be so upset. I don't think you'd be able to, you won't talk to the person for days, isn't it? Because we won't admit it. And nobody likes to be termed lazy. Careless maybe. And carelessness, I've not come to this yet. I'm just talking about laziness first. And so laziness, as I said, is very dangerous and deadly. Deadly means that, yes, it can cause a spiritual death. And dangerous because we don't know, we don't realize, we will always say, yes, I'm fine. I'm good. I'm making effort. I listen to the Moli. I get up for Amrit Vela. I eat sattvic diet. I do all the things that Baba say. As I said, there are different levels. I'm going to come to that. And so therefore, we don't know, we don't realize, we don't accept. And so therefore, it is very dangerous. And slowly, slowly, little by little, Maya eats us up. Itself, laziness is not a vice, it's not a sin, but it will, like Baba said, enable us make mistakes. And those mistakes can become bigger and bigger, and to the extent that there is no turning back, it becomes so big that it swallows us up. And carelessness is when we can do the things that we don't do. For example, Baba says, eat in remembrance, right? Give drishti to the food first before you eat. How many of us consciously pay attention to this? Eat in remembrance throughout the whole meal. Yes, we always do, we start off with, but is it powerful? We just, okay, look at it, remember Baba, and we eat. And I, for one, also must say, this was one of the things when somebody told that I'm lazy, I looked at myself and I checked that this is one area that also I'm slack in. Carelessness, these two, carelessness and laziness, are very good friends. Yes, they are also the thieves to our spiritual endeavor. Good friends, because laziness will lead us to carelessness, will cause carelessness in us. And carelessness will also make us lazy. They are very good friends. So sometimes you think that I'm very careful, but then we can check. So why Baba says that is because we make mistakes and we don't realize, we think that we are good, and carelessness and laziness are associated very much with ego. Do you agree with me? No? Yes? It is very much associated, of course, with all the other vices. It leads to all the other vices, but in particular, I would say with ego, because of the fact that we do not admit, we do not want to be termed lazy, and so we don't admit that we are lazy, and it is part of the ego game that we don't admit that I'm good. Look at the seniors, they are so long in Gyan, they are still doing the same. Who has become perfect yet? No one yet. They're still making mistakes. I can still see that. I'm good enough. So these are some of the signs that shows that we are, to a certain extent, lazy and careless. So I'm going to go into different levels. Firstly, everyone okay with your translation? And I would like you to pick up your pen and notebook. Just these two. You don't have? It's okay if you don't have. We're going to go deep within ourselves, because it's not easy to identify laziness and carelessness because of our ego and because there are different levels. So let us go deeply within ourselves and check to what extent we are lazy and careless. Because without identifying, we will not be able to overcome them. And if we do not overcome them, we cannot be 100% pure. Today Baba said that, you know, we are the most elevated, we are the highest amongst the human beings, and if just this one little trace, it will not allow us to reach that most elevated, highest stage of a deity. Deity don't need to make effort. We have to make effort now, at this time. So we need to iron out, we need to weed out whatever trace is within us, and we need to identify it first before we can eliminate or overcome any of this. So are you ready? I want you to leave all your bags and be free, just be free, because we are going to do a reflective meditative exercise so that you can check in the mirror of your heart. Okay? Be free, be easy, and but not casual, be alert and attentive. Yes, it is good if you write. If not, you can just have it in your mind, it's fine, whichever you like. Are you ready? We are going to go into the four aspects. Because in order to become perfect, complete, deity, like Brahma Baba, we need to pass in the four subjects, isn't it? So we're going to go deep into each subject. Some may correlate with you, but some may not. So if they are not, you're fine with that, no problem. If not, just take a note of it. Are you with me? Okay? So now, brother, can we have the red light? No need red light, I think. I think in this way is fine. So I'd like you to sit very comfortably, relax, but not so relaxed as to fall asleep. This is also one sign, no? carelessness. So relax and be with me. So now let us go into silence. Let us take our mind away from everything that is external. And focus myself on my true original state of purity. And so, in the silence of my mind, let me check in the mirror of my heart, to what extent I have this subtle wise of laziness and carelessness. And so now I check in the aspect of knowledge, jnana. Do I give importance to listening the Murli with a feeling that God Himself is teaching me? Please don't write the questions, just answer it in your heart. When listening to the Murli, do I give that importance? Do I pay that attention that God Himself is directly teaching me? Answer honestly. Do I remain alert and attentive throughout the Murli? Do I remain alert and attentive throughout the Murli? Or do my thoughts wander somewhere else to work, to service, even while listening to the Murli? Do I have this attention? Or do my thoughts, my mind wander somewhere else? Do I have particular preference to who is reading the Murli? Do I have a particular preference to who is reading the Muli? Or it stays in my mind that I'm listening only to Baba, no matter who is reading the Muli? Check and answer honestly. Do I give myself time in churning the knowledge? Do I give myself time? Do I churn Baba's knowledge? Do I spend time to reflect on some points of the Muli throughout the day? Throughout the day, do I spend some time to reflect upon the Muli? Just note down, yes, no, sometimes, not always. So then, you can refer later. Do I go to the center for Muli? It's very basic, but... Or just listen through the internet? So am I careless in any of these aspects regarding this very precious jewels of knowledge? There are 10 of them, 10 points. Do I pay attention or slack in any area? And now, still very focused and be with Baba, let us fly now to the subtle region. And be with Baba in the subtle region. I can see Baba welcoming me with open arms. Yes, my sweet child, my dearest beloved child, come. Come and sit next to me. And in this beautiful stage, let me now check in the subject of yoga. Do I just sit in meditation without any aim and expect my meditation to be good? Did I just go and sit there without any focus, without any aim, and expect meditation to be good? Am I careful in this. Next. Do I pay attention to accurately connect and link with Baba? Do I sit with the attention of linking with Baba accurately? And sit in meditation with love, the deep love for Baba? Do I sit for meditation proud to the Muli? Or I just come for the Muli only? Do I give this much importance to meditation before the Muli? Do I also sit in meditation in the evening, no matter how busy I am? Do I pay attention to evening meditation? Or am I careless in this? Do I accurately practice traffic control on time, every time? Or when the traffic control music is played, I continue to do whatever I am doing and try to finish off that first? Do I have this much attention for traffic control? Do I immediately fly to Baba? Every time at traffic control? Here in the Sata region, Baba is now looking at me with a beautiful smile. Without judgment, but with that deep love that no matter who I am, what I am, Baba accepts me as I am. Nevertheless, Baba's pure hope and desire is that within this short period of time in the confluence age, that I make enough effort to become like him, Bab Saman. Baba has this hope
in each and every one of us. And not only that, He gives us, He fills us with power and blessings every day. And next, in the subject of Dharma, let me check honestly. Do I spend some time for myself in introversion to deeply look, deeply look at what virtues or qualities that is still lacking in me? Do I give time to look at myself as to what virtues or qualities that I need to work on myself? Or am I lazy in that? And if I do realize that if I am lacking in one virtue or another, do I go deep and try to work out how I can improve or imbibe that particular virtue? Sometimes we do know which area we are lacking, isn't it? But then we also do not give time to work onto those. So am I careless? Or am I lazy in working to improve in those areas? It's a lot of soul searching, but it is good. And am I still looking at the defects of others, at what others are doing? I'm looking at what others are saying. Am I spending too much time in extroversion? Do I give importance, or am I careful to pick up virtues from everyone? Do I give importance in picking up virtues from everyone? Do I practice having the vision of soul consciousness? And now in the subject of seva, in service, am I doing so much service that I'm not able to balance? Am I doing too much service that I'm not able to give a balance between my self-progress and service? Service of the self and service of others? Because that is also carelessness. Or am I unenthusiastic in doing service? Too extreme. One is doing too much service, the other one is not doing. No, others can do. So many people can do. I need to focus on my self-progress. So am I unenthusiastic in service? Do I have the feeling that I have done enough? Do I spend some time in doing mind service or seva of the mind? So this is not easy, it's very hard checking. I know it sometimes bring up a lot of guilt or frustration or hopelessness, which are also different forms of vices, but do not feel that way. The reason I'm going through this is that very often we think that we are okay, but as you can see that even though we are paying attention to the Maryadas, to Srimad, but to the subtle things, carelessness and laziness is that those things that actually we can do without effort. This is not difficult work. Listening to Muli with attention, listening Muli with the consciousness that Baba is teaching me, is it difficult? No, it's not at all. But we are careless, we forget. And if we do that, you can see that there's a lot of progress in the self. Is it difficult to be having an aim or sit in meditation that today I want to take from Baba, I want to take from Baba the power to focus, to concentrate? Is it difficult to have such an aim? It is not. So those areas that I have mentioned, they're actually not difficult, but they can actually enable us to claim number one division. Honestly, if you just pay, these are subtle. It is not gross. It is not that you need to be work very hard on it. Basic things. When we eat, Baba has said that we eat in remembrance. Is it difficult? It is difficult. Why am I saying it's difficult? Especially in Madhuban. Brother, you can have the white light on. Especially in Madhuban, because they are very old friends, they are family members you have not met for so long. Right? And it's now once in a year you are meeting and you tend to talk. But nevertheless, even in the talking, first, pay attention to that. So now I would like you all to form groups of three, not more, if you want four or five. And the areas that I have talked about just now, I would like you to share in which particular aspect. There are about more than, there are about nearly 20 questions there. But not 20, I'm sure this group is an angelic, intense effort making group. So I'm sure definitely not all the 10, 20 questions that you are not observing. So in groups of three, just turn around or face each other. In groups of three, look at the area that has touched you, that area or that subject that you have been slack in, that you have not been paying attention to, and share with each other. That's number one. Share with each other those areas that you have been slack in, that you have been lazy, that you have been careless, and then share with each other how you're going to overcome that. This is most important. Before we come to the group again, and I'm going to share with you other points of how to overcome. So first you work on threes. The maximum four. The areas that I have mentioned that have touched you, that you have not been working on, and you like to improve, and how you are going to improve it. Is it okay? Clear? Is the question clear? Okay, you can start. And you have just about 15 minutes. Is it okay? 15 minutes? 5 minutes for each person. Thank you. Good if you can be in trees, because 15 minutes, each person has got 5 minutes. Om Shanti. Om Shanti. In 1 minute, can we wrap up in 1 minute's time? Or half a minute? Om Shanti. Is there any group, one person, not all the groups, who would like to come and share? Before I give my points, let's hear from everybody. It's good to learn from everyone. Anyone from your group would like to share? Come. And those who want to come and share, get ready.
Om Shanti, Stephanie from Germany. So we had different domains. So one was churning, and so actually this was my topic. I'm lazy in churning. Churning. So I just understood that it's about, like a machine, you need to get it going. So it's not something that just happens and you just need to sit and think. It's actually tiring at the beginning. And then one was about going to the center and listening to the Murli actively, so it's about knowledge. So we set a Saturday and Sunday going to the center timing. And the other was about yoga, so once per day at least to have a proper yoga and proper connection, and this all to check with a child.
How do you overcome that? How do you overcome that? The churning you consciously do and then going to the center and then the next one?
Yoga, once per day.
Once per day. Check with the child. Check with that. So the method to overcome that is to check with the child. Thank you. Just give her a clap, please.
Yeah.
Okay, better manners?
Mine's going to be slightly lengthy than that. Is it okay?
A little bit, okay?
A little bit. Okay. Talking about how much we like to start with the dharana, or shall I start with the knowledge? Let's just start with the knowledge, that number one subject. Listening to the knowledge of Baba in the class is highly important that we do meditation, or sometimes we are late for any reason, then you have a very quick talk with yourself that Baba, you are the supreme teacher, and when I keep your company, in your company, I am the student. With this sort of student and teacher relationship, and then you have positioned yourself in that respect, then you have the importance of the knowledge. And what is another secret about this knowledge, I tell you, some of you may not even know about this, that the Baba doesn't give inheritance like majority of the people believe that he'll give inheritance at the end, you know, like prasad in the temples. It's not like that at all. Is that how much did you attain Murlis? So Murlis are the jewels of knowledge. You've got to really value this like this. These are the jewels of knowledge. And how many jewels you put in the bag of your intellect, that's your inheritance you earned yourself. So Baba is not discriminating. Baba is showering jewels of knowledge on everyone. But how much are you collecting for yourself? So that's how much importance is for the Murli. And in the Murli class, of course, some people come late, some people doze off for their own reasons. It's none of our business. You know, I'm really locked up my intellect with Baba. And that's all there is to it. Whatever they do is their fortune. So this is in the Murli class. I'm talking short, of course. Many points that will come along, but yoga, talking about yoga now. Early morning yoga. Amrit Vela yoga. The best way have a good yoga, really powerful yoga, is you have to have one very important virtue, is early to bed, early to rise. A lot of us are very careless. We are not paying attention to our sleeping times, and we are forgetting you are not simply soul, you are a body as well. It's not being body conscious. It's just that the both are connected with together. And if you are careless to the body, body takes revenge on the soul. That I'm feeling sleepy, so you lose out also. So it's balance of both counts. So early morning yoga. Purpose of yoga is to collect 8 rays from Shri Baba. And the first ray is a ray of purity. Second is peace. Third is love. Fourth is happiness. Fifth is knowledge. Sixth is mercy. Seventh is enlightenment. And the eighth is power. These are the 8 rays you're supposed to collect from Baba, because this is, it's not simply the, it's the solar power. This is the soul power. So you've got to have a soul power with this method. See which one you need for the day. Yesterday you might have been a bit peaceless or irritated. Then you just turn on the power of peace the next morning. So that's your medicine in yoga. And secondly, in the yoga, sometimes you make yourself very, very comfortable with the backrest. And it's got to be soft pillow at the back. And it must be armrest as well. So you fall asleep very quickly. So that's not the way to sit in yoga. Yoga is, you've got to sit nice and tight and absolutely locked up, your intellect locked up in Baba. May it be conversation, may it be your churning the knowledge, and may it be your collecting these 8 rays we just talked about. So that's yoga. I'm speaking short here, of course, because of the lack of time. Third is the dharana. You have to really know which dharana are you lacking. And Baba sometimes gives you this mirror early morning that yesterday you made this mistake without you even knowing about it. So that's also an important point to remember, because you're conversing with Baba. And Baba is kind enough to let you know that where you're lacking. And you have to take a note of it. So that's early morning yoga with the aim and object. Which ray you want to collect or which power you're lacking. Thirdly is the service. You want to become the master of the world. That's the main object. Master of the world. Just think of the status. And that's also met here in this crowded world, in the paradise, where all the people are really virtuous, divine virtuous people, and you want to be master of them. So it's such a high, staggering status. And you have to have that caliber of divine virtues within you. So you've got to have this dharana. Which dharana are you lacking? And this is important. If you are a student, if you really consider yourself a student, then this is highly important that you have an object in front of you. Talking about service. Service, you are the child of ocean of mercy. Baba has been merciful to you. So first of all, you have to be merciful to yourself, goes without saying. And then you have to be merciful with the brothers and sisters of the world. Baba, up in the sky, in the soul world, he is the father of the souls of the world. And because he cannot speak, he has chosen you because you are the talkative one. So it's your duty to awaken brothers and sisters when you have the opportunity. It's not that you keep on speaking about God to everybody. You have to have you have to feel the pulse of the person, and you'll find that it really, really works.
Thank you.
These are four subjects. Talking about Amatvela, did I say to you that early to bed, early to rise is the most important one?
Om Shanti. We were in a very nice group. I'm sister from Oporto, Portugal, and in our group there were sisters from Sri Lanka, one lovely sister from Sri Lanka, sister from Ireland, and a sister from Vietnam. And we all agreed that we were lazy. Half of us lazy and half careless. And we discussed that it's good to, very good to realize when we are lazy or, you know, careless. It's very good. We need to be humble to realize that. And also, in which areas, you know, we can tighten the screw. And the areas were, of course, for two sisters, Murli and meditation. They felt that they were careless. And the churning was that maybe the churning power, to develop more churning power. And then for another sister was traffic control. She felt that she was lazy, you know, in terms of really following, having good consciousness of traffic control and actually doing it. And also for another sister, to look at defects of others and extroversion. And that also doors to laziness to come. Yeah. But that's only.
Thank you.
One last burning desire to share. One more. Okay, come sister.
Okay, sure. If you don't mind, if you can extend a little bit past 12:30, is it okay?
Okay, great. Thank you. Yes, just we had a nice group also there, and we had to agree as well that there is laziness. And especially in this, that it's easy to make a decision, but after a few days it goes boom. So it's not really about not doing the things, not being in the modeling, not having yoga. It's about the quality. So it was a nice discussion, and we found tools. One was keeping diary. Then you have a connection to Baba. And then also how important it is to every morning at Amrit Vela to refresh the mind with two questions. What is my aim? And why did I came for Baba? So with these ones, and just like we want to have fresh breakfast every morning, so we need to have this fresh, not yesterday's news or 1 week old aim or 1 year old aim. It may be the same aim, but it has to be fresh. There was another sister, yes? Thank you. Wonderful. Sister, you can come, but before that, before I forget about freshness, there are two things in one word about carelessness and laziness. For carelessness, we need to have the quality of attentiveness, attention. It's just like hopelessness, you need to have faith or love for the self. Anger, you need the peace. So the antidote, the remedy in general, for carelessness is attention, and for laziness is enthusiasm. And why I say that is because sometimes, like sister said, that we have an aim and we do it, and for a period of time, maybe just few days, 1 week, maybe 1 month, and after that, slowly you tend to lose that consistency. And you tend to lose the paying attention, and you go back to the same old pattern of being lazy and careless. So what I do, I just share with you, is that I always create some newness in whatever thing. So today I'm going to listen to Baba with the attention that I'm going to pick up this virtue from Baba. You know, of course he's a child, he's God, he's teaching me, but you create some newness in listening also. And 1 week I'm going to do that. And then next week I'm going to listen to what is the service. You know, you change the way, so then there's newness, and then the enthusiasm that remains. And for yoga, I feel that, how many of you, I just want to share because I didn't do it, I'm a bit lazy, of still practicing the five form drill till now. Wow, wonderful. No more. Wonderful, great. I must share with you that I did that so enthusiastically 8 times a day or more. And then I got slack because of service. I got busy. And then when somebody mentioned, and then I did again. So this is not like consistent. So sometimes we have to give ourselves a different method of doing. Say now you start off with, I start off normally with from the point, the soul world. So you change a little bit, but still do some drills. And sometimes I do the drill of just being Master Almighty Authority. I'm here, Master Almighty Authority. I link with Baba. Baba, the highest on high, the Almighty Authority, the powerhouse, is giving me light and might. I'm absorbing that light and might and spreading, radiating that light from every part of my body, every organ. And I tell you, it's so beautiful. Just do some drills. Do something, but change it. So then there is some newness, some creativity, and your yoga will be like consistently, there is some enthusiasm. Okay, sister, sorry.
Need I say more?
Yeah. Many years ago, Daddy Jack says, Gita, you're a careless yogi. And I said, no, Daddy, I'm not careless yogi. But she was seeing something that was occurring, because my beginning days, Baba would have me in Parandam every morning at Amritvela, and I would feel my sweet home. Baba would also take me to the Sakra region. Baba has given all the experiences to this soul. I have been careless and lazy. And I could never tell myself I'm lazy because physically, before my surgery, I was one of the most industrious people you could ever see. People would say to me, Gita, I want to have a wife like you. You do four things at one time. But that's not what Baba wants. But with my thoughts, I was lazy. And so any time Daddy says something to any of us, we should take it for that. Maybe it's something she's seeing in the future. So I sat here in this class and said, oh my God, I am such a lazy, a careless yogi. And what happens over a period of time, Baba often talks about choking. He says, you choke. Choking comes from carelessness, because you no longer flow, because you're choking. So I just thought I had to share this. I tell all the new students, I said, please, don't become careless, because this and this happens. So I'm so happy about this class. Thank you.
Thank you, sister.
Okay, we have to go. So I just remember this point that very many of us are careful in certain ways, and like the sister said, many of us are really hardworking in Baba's service in many things. But there's one thing I realize that many of us are slack is laziness of the intellect. We don't think deeply enough Baba's points. We don't reflect. We don't give some time in churning. And this is very important. The sister said also we need fresh food. And we keep thinking about the old things. We keep thinking about the past. Thinking about the past, I remember Davi said once, is also carelessness. Thinking about the past, thinking about others, looking at others and not looking at the self is also laziness and carelessness. So this subject is very deep and very wide. We can go one full day into it and yet not able to finish. But most important thing, that before we go out of this room, I think all of us must identify one or two areas that we are not really lazy, slack in. Because like Baba says, this is the very precious, most auspicious confluence age. It is the age where we make it or we don't make it. And it's very short time left. And during this period of time, we must gain the maximum. We must take the maximum from Baba. And so I thought that if each of us in our mind can just pick one or two areas that we can improve on, while we are here in Madhuban with this very good environment, very pure atmosphere, we can do that. And then we can go back very fresh, energized, and enthusiastic for whatever Baba wants us to do. So I just thought that whatever we need to do, we have to decide and work on. We can be very good, but I feel that most of us is lacking is the intellect becoming very slow, not fresh, not thinking of Baba and Noli. So in order to do that, generally, first time that I think in general, we need to give some time for the self. Not always attending. Yes, classes are good. We're taking too much, too many classes. Listening, 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 but not digesting. We get indigestion, and then we also then too much, then we tend to fall asleep. So we need to pay attention to that.
The ordinary things in life that we have to
do. Yes, actually, make effort and become intense effort maker is not really doing those things that are out of the ordinary. It's the simple things that do with quality, do with the consciousness of Baba, Karakaranha and I, and also with the aim that I am reaching my original perfect stage. Always have this aim in front of you, and you will not be lazy and careless. You always have the enthusiasm, that vision of me, my original perfect self, the beautiful self, the angel, always. If I'm a little bit slack, but am I an angel or I'm not? In a little bit less enthusiastic, am I an angel? Is that what Baba is looking at me? No, I'm not. So then you can switch. But
the same thing with a different version.
Yes, we can do the same thing but in a different way. So then you don't lose the enthusiasm and become boring. Most important thing, human beings like freshness, isn't it? They like newness, they like creativity. So this is the thing that we need to inject into our efforts. Okay. Better want to speak a little bit more.
I'd like to share one point with you. It's very important for laziness and carelessness, being the sixth and the seventh wise, that the standard formula to overcome laziness and carelessness, in short, is now or never. Spin the cycle is now or never. With this slogan, you'll be able to finish your household chores as well. Just in case you thought, you know, you had a dinner and you were plates in the sink, so we'll do it tomorrow. So you've got to really beat yourself up and say, now or never. Actually, you're talking to somebody else. So this is auto-talk like this, now or never. And secondly, as Baba said, this is a confluence age, auspicious confluence age, and it's time to go home. If you miss out the boat now, then you miss it forever. So it's time to go home, and it's now or never is a standard formula I apply myself.
One more thing I also do for myself is that, yes, we need sometimes to be a bit strict on the self. In the sense that if I miss out on certain things, if I'm really very totally falling asleep during Monday, I will skip breakfast. I will not eat breakfast until I read the movie again. So you have to be something, you know, to make sure that you compensate back and not getting down further.
Love yourself more.
Yes, love yourself. And also love. Yes, sometimes they say you have to love and also naughty, and if you're not strict, sometimes you can slack, you can be lazy. Okay, thank you very much for your participation. We enjoy very much and Om Shanti.
have no crown.